Hey, it's DJ Cav with Hits 96. I've got two special guests in the building. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. This is Rebecca Love.
And this is Josh Powell.
Now, you guys are here with 21 Love Languages, an event that's happening on September 7th from 6 to 10 at the Honey Museum. Tell me about it, and why should people attend?
Because I told them to. No, honestly, 21 Love Languages is a platform for people to come together and have real conversations about the word love. And, excuse me. And 21 Love Languages, we want to captivate what emotional intelligence really looks like, being in a healthy relationship, and just really, you know, diving in deeply about what it takes to love yourself, love others in whatever multitude of a relationship that you're in, from being a parent to being a sibling to being, you know, just in an actual relationship that's romantic, a work relationship, all of those love languages that we need to learn about.
All right. So how is this going to work? Is it going to be a panel? Is it going to be one big, like a TED Talk? How is this going to work?
It's going to be a panel discussion, but it's basically for the entire room. We want to create engagement. We want people to have questions, comments. It's not that you're coming to hear us per se, but you're coming to be a part of the experience, and you're going to have professionals from their respective fields that'll be able to help give their expertise in regards to the topic at hand. So it is a it's meant to be intentional for us to have this space. It's meant for you to feel safe, for you to feel comfortable, and there will be absolutely no mess on either one of our ends. We do not engage in any of that. I know a lot of people, you know, even the ones that are doing, you know, the talks on a bigger scale, you know, there's a method to their madness, but we're not interested in doing anything to make people feel uncomfortable, not heard, not seen. So really want to make sure that we're bringing people together, all walks of life, whether you're married, engaged, just a couple, single, divorced, all walks of life. We want to have those voices because it is important for everybody to be able to freely express themselves.
Now you mentioned that you're going to have professionals on there. What type of professionals are you going to have?
Yes. So we actually have a relationship coach from First Things First. We also have a licensed therapist, relationship therapist. We have a person who received his doctorate in conflict resolution. We have a wellness coach. We have a gentleman that is actually going through a divorce himself, but is a published author. And he also has like a huge following on social media. We also have, you know, Mr. Josh Powell here, who is also an author and, you know, owner of a foundation. So really understanding how we are going in depth with every walk of life of having like real intentional conversations with professionals that really have, they come from like a scientific standpoint and not just like an opinion. Like everything that will be backed up on these conversations that we'll be having this night is rooted in actual like trained professionals in their field to really, you know, let's talk about trauma. Like, why do we respond or react to certain things? So it's not just talking heads that'll be up there. And it's not a seminar where you come and just hear us speak. It will definitely be interactive. But as far as the professionals, everyone that is on the panel is six total.
Okay.
And every last one of them have been in the profession for over, you know, several years, practicing and perfecting their gifts. And we also have moderators who, you know, they are a married couple that I just believe just shared their 15th wedding anniversary.
Awesome.
And so, you know, they've been through the trials and the tribulations because they both, the moderators, one of the reasons I chose them to be moderators is because they both are in very like boss like positions at mm-hmm. work. And so to turn that off and come in and be husband and wife and a mother and a father, they really understand that whole concept and, you know, demographic of what it looks like to love in multiple ways. So, but it definitely has a very large population of the six people that was chosen to be a part of the panel discussion.
That's what's up. Now, how can people buy tickets?
So, you can go to our website, and it's probably going to be incorrect because I need to get that correct. But 21 Love Languages, if you actually follow myself, Rebecca Love, or Josh Powell on our social media, Josh's is extremely easy. His is 21 Josh 21 Powell, and the link is in his bio. And then if you follow Rebecca Love at the Love Experience Events, it's in the bio there. It's also on Do What You Love on social media, and it's also on Rebecca Love. So if you follow me either on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, those names, all of the links are in there. But if you see our flyer, you can always scan the QR code. But I want to say it's 21lovelanguages.com.
And we'll have a link up on our website at hits96.com. It's 21 Love Languages. It is happening Sunday, September 7th at the Hunter Museum from 6 until 10. Rebecca, Josh, thank you for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.